The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, and if you miss the first hour, lots of interesting stuff, a little fantasy talk and a little Houston Hall of Fame talk, among other things. 409 asks, does Sanchez, a quarterback, make Peterson a no-play for fantasy for the rest of the year?
I think so.
It certainly lessens his value. I don't know if you've got better options, you may need to look at them. But we are out here at Buku's, and a really cool place right on the corner of Chimney Rock and Richmond. So come on out and see us. Already got some blitzers out here. J-Rap's in the house. Rogelio's in the house.
Rogelio
is in the house. So come on out, man. The food here is really good. They got these daiquiris, which I've not tried one yet. Today may be the day. I may try a daiquiri.
I want to see it. I want to see you punish one.
We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Chug, chug, chug.
Also, a little sports map update for you guys. Starting tomorrow, we'll finally be on our new system. And I was just telling AJ, his UFC preview will be the first story that I post on the new system.
I feel honored, Fred.
And hopefully it's going to make the experience a lot better for you guys. And I hope that you all enjoy it, that it's a but I think you'll like the site better. It's going to be we got a bunch of little tricks up our sleeve. And guess what? We're going to have a search bar that works.
Oh, man.
How about that? A freaking search bar.
We're moving into the 2000s.
Yeah, 1990s, I think. But yeah, so that'll start tomorrow. And Steven sent me an article on apparently going to be very heavy rain Friday and Saturday here in the city. And I'm flying out Saturday morning at 6 a.m. So all I care about is whether or not I'm going to be able to get out of here.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Best of luck to you, sir.
Yeah, we're flying through Toronto on the way there, which – they have a great craft beer bar in the airport, which is a good thing. The bad thing is
there's good and bad.
There's good and bad people on both sides, AJ. The bad thing is that airport is the worst customs I ever have to go through. And it's like I was talking to somebody here. It's like an hour and 15 minutes minimum to get through that on a good day.
That's why traveling internationally is for the birds, man.
Well, we come back to Calgary, which is Calgary's awesome. You do U.S. Customs in Calgary.
You're in and out of there in no time flat.
They treat you like an American?
Yeah, they do.
That's how I want to be treated.
Yeah. But so all day Saturday is travel, basically. You know, it's like a three-hour flight there, three-and-a-half-hour layover, 3-hour flight to Saskatoon, 3-hour drive to get to their place. So, and I realized today I may have to find an alternate means to watch the Texans game on Sunday because they have the TSN is their equivalent of ESPN. They only have three channels, so there'll be three games on.
Ooh.
And it's probably going to be all teams that are, you know, frozen.
Do you want me to FaceTime you for 3 hours?
No, I don't. I don't want that. I get 3 hours of you 5 days a week. That's more than enough.
Okay.
But,
just offering.
But I have the DirecTV package on my computer, so I'm assuming that'll work up there, but I don't know. I will find out the hard way. I'm sure people have traveled internationally and used that.
Can't you go to a Canadian sports bar? And?
Yeah, but I can. There's only one bar in the area where we're at, and the last time we went...
That sounds horrible.
Oh, it's actually a nice little place.
But, I know, but there's only one bar? It's like,
well, there's other ones.
What
but,
if you get cut off at that bar?
Well,
I mean, then
they
what?
They have off sale there. That's one of the beautiful things about Canada that they don't have here. And like when my Canadian friends visited a few weeks ago, they were like, okay, we're going to buy some off sale. And no, you're not. They don't do off sale here, where you can buy alcohol at the bar.
Right.
And take it with you. Yeah, but... So if they're going to kick me out, I'll just make sure I take something with me.
Okay.
The problem is it's walking distance. It's only like a 5-minute walk, but it's going to be ridiculously cold the whole time. So there are other ones, but I don't like driving up there when it's snowing and stuff. So, yeah, a lot of people tell me you can use Reddit to stream the game. I hope I don't have to resort to that.
Illegally stream? You wouldn't dare.
It's kind of my job to do this. So I in that case, I might... Go ahead and break international law.
Okay.
Allegedly. But we will have the usual Texans coverage. I will be doing the usual Sports Map stuff while I'm there next week as well. So make sure you go to Sports Map. And like I said, I hope you guys enjoy the new look and the new system. It's really designed to work well on mobile devices, which is where we get 86% of our traffic. So that's a big focus, and it's pretty exciting to finally get to this point. We're not 100%. There's still some little things that will need to be fixed, but it's finally happening. Mott says, with Fred leaving for a week, the rating streak is in jeopardy. Who are the subs? The rating streak's fine.
People
tune in for AJ, not me.
Well, Fred's leaving for a week, and then the next week I'll be leaving for a week. So,
yeah.
So I'll be there for one day out of the week.
So if it happens,
although that's Christmas week, nobody's.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's paying attention then. But I'm I don't like being gone. I don't like taking time off at all. But this is a family thing that has to be done, and this is the first time in a while that all of her family is going to be in the same place, and we're going to do Christmas with them early, and it's just one of those things that I do to avoid yet another divorce.
Yeah.
Because I've got enough of those. It's like the guy's got so many tattoos that you don't see his skin anymore. That's how I feel about divorces.
Okay.
So I don't really have room for another one. And it doesn't mean I couldn't find a spot. It just means I don't really want to. I am looking forward to a little break. Oh, Steven says 6 a.m. Saturday, probably be delayed. Thanks, Steven the weather guy.
Damn.
But they do have there's a really cool bar in that Toronto airport that is one of the local breweries, Mill Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is it's right next to the terminal where we fly to Saskatchewan. So that hopefully if I'm not delayed, I'll get to spend an hour and a half in there getting totally drunk so that I don't have to face my in-laws sober. Somebody asked, will the search work? Yes, the search bar will work. A32 says, I was in Ontario last week, could not use my DirecTV or Netflix. I know you can't use your Netflix because they have a Netflix Canada.
What?
And for the record, not nearly as good as U.S. Netflix because we got it from my in-laws one summer when we were up there, and I started going through it, and I'm like, wait a minute, I want to watch this. Where is this? It's basically just the top shows, like the ones we were talking about yesterday or the day before, the Orange is the New Black and stuff like that. It doesn't have near the shows that we have down here. And but it's they do have it. But yeah, I haven't checked. I probably could just check the TSN TV schedule and see. But that, at least my in-laws have all the channels that it could possibly be on. So that's a positive.
Yeah.
But we'll find out. But anyway, I'll figure something out. I'm not too worried.
All right, guys. If you are struggling, maybe you're showing up at work and you're feeling sluggish. Maybe you are showing up at the gym, not getting that same workout that you used to get. Maybe you're struggling in the bedroom, Andres. Man. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers wants to let you know it may be low testosterone slowing you down, and it doesn't have to be that way, and you don't have to get these synthetic injections to fix it. That stuff will cause a crash. You got to go in every week and get a shot. Then it can damage fertility, long-term dependency, can damage your future health, and can even cause shrinkage, Andre. So, listen, you don't want to deal with that. Man Centers has a better way to do it. They're focusing on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. They'll take care of you. Three locations, Katy, Freeway, and Campbell, there in the Memorial area in Houston, off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. You got to check out that Webster location. Very nice. $150 value, the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, with the free general male wellness checkup. So you're saving $150 right out the gate. Call them today to set your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. The Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Buku. Come on out, have yourself a daiquiri or beer. I got beer. You can have a beer. Great food. Corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. I'm getting a lot of people saying get an IP blocker, get a VPN. You guys, I have to say, there's a lot of things that I feel like I know something about. You're talking a language I do not understand. I really don't. I have no clue on that. I'm barely able to. I mean, I can do some stuff, but things like that, I don't know. But I'll figure something out. Like I said, I'll probably call the bar tomorrow and see if I can make sure that they have it on their thing.
Chris says, "Who should I start this week, Mariota or Cousins?" My question is, how'd you make the playoffs with those two options? Like, how are you still – how do you have a playoff game to ask me questions about with Mariota and Cousins as your quarterbacks? Cousins is the play, but, yeah, I don't know how you've made it this far. Unless you're playing in, like, a 24-man league or something and, you know, the rest of your team is just boss. I don't know how you've survived that long.
Yeah. Somebody said it had been a good time for a MyComputerCareer.com commercial. Yeah, it would have been a great lead into that, but unfortunately I wasn't thinking of that. Sorry. Oh, man. Getting back to the Texans, and you were talking about that, at some point, you know, from a betting perspective, at some point, I don't know what to make of them because I keep feeling like, oh, this will be another three-point game. This will be another three-point game. They haven't been. And, you know, maybe they are. That's kind of what I wrote last week. Maybe they have taken that step, and at some point now I think the Colts are better than the teams have been playing. But, you know, if that being the case, they still should win. I just don't know about giving up that many points.
Yeah.
In what should be.
Well, I just don't understand the reasoning that the Colts are equal to the Browns. That throws me off. And like I said, it means either.
I think the Browns have been overvalued by Vegas all year for some reason.
That's probably
and
true.
And I think that's part of it. But I don't know. Little Astros for you. Brian McTaggart tweeted out. He asked Luno about what's on the Astros front burner. He says starting pitcher, maybe adding an arm to the bullpen and potentially another bat for the lineup. So basically.
Thanks for clearing that up for us.
Yeah, that's but I mean, starting pitcher first part.
We'd like better pitching next year, and we'd like better hitting. So that's what we're looking for.
We'd like to improve the rotation, mm-hmm. the bullpen,
yeah.
and the batting order.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So.
What about you, Texans? What are you looking to do? Well, we'd like to get some pieces on the offense that can help us there. But, you know, we want some defensive guys as well. Oh, okay. Well, that clear. That thanks for telling us what your priority is.
I'm getting a lot of should I start this guy or that guy questions now on the text line. Guys, it's all on AJ's rankings on Sports Map.
The only reason I answered that question from Chris is because I only rank 15 quarterbacks, and I'm pretty sure Mariota and Cousins were not in my rankings. So,
yeah. And then somebody said, I put a decent chunk on the over for the Cowboys and the under on the Steelers. Thoughts? I don't really have any opinion on either of those games. I do like the – I'm leaning towards the over on the Texans-Colts.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be 60-plus points like it was last time, but I could see a game where it goes over. And I may play the under on the Jags-Titans tonight. It's 37.
That's so low.
Yeah, it's – but – you know, it's low for a reason. Those teams are going to struggle to score. But I honestly have a hard time finding anything that I like in the
that
NFL.
You really
it's
love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
It's just one of those where I look at the card and all the line. And what one of the things we always talk about is trying to find, and RJ always mentions this, lines that you think are just wrong. I really can't find any. There's so many. And when that's the case, you're kind of guessing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, well, I think this will happen, and I don't like to make bets that way. I like to, you know, I like there to be something behind it beyond just guessing, and because when you do that, you know, you're lucky to be 50%. But I am looking at that Giants game like you are. I wish I could have gotten Giants plus one.
I know, or even Giants minus three.
Yeah, that half I'm keeping an eye on because if it gets back to three, I'll feel better about it. And I'm like Rams Bears. I know Trubisky's supposed to be back. I kind of like the Rams a little bit there too. I'm going to see what that number gets to.
That and feels like such a square play, right?
It does. It feels like a duct tape shoe play. But again, it's if it's 2.5, I like Ram.
Yeah.
At 3, it's like I kind of like them. And it just that half can make such a difference in things like that. And yeah, the other game I like the over on, and I think this is the one I took for the contest, was Ravens-Chiefs over 49. I think the Chiefs can't stop anybody. Lamar Jackson's going to get some points running the ball. And even against a good Ravens defense, this Chiefs team's good enough to score me 28 points, and that ought to be enough.
Yeah, like I'm actually thinking that the Ravens may be the side. Now I'm not getting 7 anymore, so I don't know if it's a play, but again, that's another one where I wish I would have gotten 9. Some really sharp early line movement, it seems like. But, yeah, there's nothing that I'm like – again, nothing I'm just going crazy about. One of the games that I had thought about was New England and Miami.
Yeah.
And playing the under
in
that game. Because for Miami, I mean, they suck on offense. We all know that. New England, sometimes Vegas tends to value their offense more than it should be. The total's 47. Now, hear me out. This is the weather report for Miami this weekend, which normally, Miami, you're not getting bad weather.
You get a lot of that. Well, early in the season, you get a lot of heat and humidity like you get here.
Sunday, you're getting rain showers and 15-mile-an-hour winds.
Ooh.
Which you can say New Orleans, Tampa Bay, which seems like, you know, it seems like an easy over, right? And the number is big. I mean, it's the biggest total on the board this week, 55.5. So, obviously, you're looking at two teams that are very good offensively, very capable. But the weather report says 75 degrees, thunderstorms, 13-mile-an-hour winds. Does that lean to a super high-scoring game? Typically, no.
No, the wind is what worries me more than anything.
Yeah.
Because
I don't know. Rain can slow it down quite a bit, too. I mean, you'll get those broken plays, but
it depends because rain doesn't bother me as much because the offensive player knows where he's going, the defensive guy doesn't. And that's where you see some big plays sometimes that way. But if it's just rain and it's just slick and wet, that's actually, to me, an advantage for the offense. But when the wind's blowing and you're having to throw the ball in that stuff, then that can impact everything. Let's go to Rafael Esparza, since we're talking a little gambling here. My bookie, he's a Vegas sports gambling analyst, joins us every week. Rafael, how excited are you for that thriller tonight, my friend?
I guess I'm more excited that at least Home Alone is on at the same time, or I can watch Frosty the Snowman, because I really don't. This game is not really intriguing. I mean, if you're looking to bet Tennessee, this opened up at 3.5. It was 4 yesterday. Now it's all the way up to 5.5. So if you're looking for Tennessee, you missed a good number. If you're looking at Jacksonville, then I think you have a good number, because I think this one actually might move up to 6, the amount of money we're getting on Tennessee in the last half hour. So I'm really not excited. This total's 37. I mean, that's an NFL game that the total's 37. That means it's not going to make much scoring in this one. I'll probably look at Tennessee to win this one. I'm actually shocked that Jacksonville came off the victory last week, beating the Colts 6-0.
Yeah, we were talking about the NFL slate on Sunday, and I think I'm having a real hard time finding games where I think the line is out of whack. Do you have a couple that you like on Sunday?
I would think the Houston Texans number is out of whack, because it's 4.5, and like I said, the Colts coming off a bad loss last week to Jacksonville, 6-0. So that means if you're telling me if the Colts would have won last week, was this number, what, 2, maybe just a solid 3. I think Houston, 9-game winning streak, covering 6 out of their last 7 games. Their defense has been playing outstanding. Now you're telling me I'm getting less than 6 points at home? Give me the Houston Texans minus 4.5. I think they give Andrew Luck a very, very long evening.
Well, one of the things we were talking about was the Browns closed at plus 4.5 last week. I don't think anybody believes the Browns are as good as the Colts. I mean, despite coming off a bad performance, what's the reasoning behind that number being at 4.5, the same as it was with the Browns?
Yeah, I don't understand, because I mean the public action took Houston right away, but then some wise guy action came in on the Colts. I don't know if maybe that was just a fluke last week, or maybe Jacksonville's defense is still legit. But yeah, getting really good two-way action just because of the wise guy action keeps on taking the Colts, but the public's taking Houston. I think that's why this one's a little bit scratching my head. I don't understand why the wise guys like Andrew Luck in this game.
How much of an impact does the Mark Sanchez deal have on the Redskins and the way Vegas views the Redskins?
But after we get done laughing when we see Mark Sanchez still on the list, then we dive in and look at this. I mean, if they were playing a different team than the Giants, we might not look at this. I mean, this is not going to get that heavy of action just because it's the Giants versus Washington. This is now a couple years ago when both teams were legit. I think Washington with Sanchez back there, a bad injury. The Giants been playing good ball, beating the Bears last week. I think the public will be betting the Giants all Sunday long. So this ball probably will move up to 4, 4.5. But we have this game circled not to take too many six-figure bets just because of the marquee matchup of quarterback at Mark Sanchez at Giants Center.
One last one before we let you go. What do you think of this Cowboys-Eagles game? Cowboys minus 3.5 at home.
Yeah, I don't understand this, because I'm just saying for the Dallas Cowboys to hold in the Saints to 10 points last week, that was probably one of the best defensive games I've seen all season long. And that's hard for me to say that because I'm not the biggest Dallas Cowboys fan, just because my twin brother's a diehard Cowboys fan, so I had to hear it all in the 70s and 80s. But what they showed last week, very impressive. I continue to think they roll again. I think they walk out of AT&T Stadium with a 6-1 home record, and I think 8-5, and I think they cover this number. I would not be shocked if the Cowboys win by a touchdown or more.
All right, that's Rafael Esparza, my bookie. Rafael, appreciate the time as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. And you know where you can make all those bets? My bookie. And if you like these games, that's where you want to get in. And I use everything on there. I play hockey on there. I play. Took one of Jerry Bowe's soccer plays yesterday and bet it on my bookie. Obviously, NFL, college football, bowl games coming up. You got Army, Navy, all those. You could bet on my bookie. And the cool thing about it is, what I like about them, if I win, I actually get paid. I can get my money out of there. They're great to deal with. They've got fantastic customer service. You can do the in-game betting if I'm late getting home and I don't get a bet down on tonight's thriller that I want to get down on, I can still do it in-game, which is great. And I love the fact that I trust them with my money, and they always pay me when I try to cash out. All you have to do is go to MyBookie on your computer or mobile phone, get your account started. They'll match 50% of your initial deposit if you use promo code radio. You can put 200 in, you'll get 100 to bet with from MyBookie for free. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie, and don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Where is the spot for the Houston Rockets fan in your life when you're looking for Christmas gifts? The Houston Rockets, they're your one-stop shop. Houston Rockets five-game holiday packs starting as low as $149. Go to rocketsshop.com, your Rockets headquarters, for all of the latest Rockets hats, jerseys, polos, kids gear, and more. They'll be doing the 12 days of Christmas, 12 days of holiday specials, exclusively at rocketshop.com, featuring specials like James Harden jerseys, Rockets hats, Rockets plush toys, and more. A different deal each day leading up to a Christmas Day delivery. And you can take advantage of a limited time Rockets jersey swap right now. Let's say your kid, you know, if you got an 8-year-old, 9-year-old kid, and he grew so much in the last year that his James Harden jersey's now it's too tight, it's too small. Bring it in, trade it in, get a new one for 25% off at the Rockets team shop at Toyota Center. Tune into Rockets radio and TV broadcast for a nightly item of the game retail special. Rockets Kid Club, Kids Club, presented by Children's Memorial Hermann, is the perfect stocking stuffer for the young Rockets fan in your life. Two different packages available with the All-Star package containing two tickets to an upcoming game for only $45. Again, get to rocketsshop.com for all your Rockets shopping needs and have a Rockets-y Christmas.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, 'cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live at Buku. I see they have karaoke on Tuesdays here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we have to swing over here on Tuesday night after work because it's not far from work.
No?
We're at the corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. Come on out, hang out, have a daiquiri or four. Try some of the great food and enjoy Buku's. Very cool place. Man, you know what? I hate to admit this. I'm going to miss doing the friggin' show next week. I'd rather be doing the show.
I kind of believe you, but I mean it's only because you're going, you know, on to the middle of nowhere and you're worried about your television and traveling
it's
all
little
day.
Stuff like that. It's a 7-day trip, but two of those days are just all travel.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun over the last few months. I kind of like to be here next week because.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a Texans game to talk about, and we'll start getting into a UH bowl game that you'll be able to talk about later next week. I think Army's going to murder them.
I don't know about murder.
Well, the more I look at it, though, that game's on the 22nd.
Yeah.
So it's 2 weeks. But that's only 2 weeks after Army-Navy. And,
yes.
You know, that's the game that matters to them, as you well know. So.
Well, this is what, I mean, if you're looking for a reason to like UH,
yeah,
they beat up on Army or on Navy at Navy. I mean, that was a game that we were worried about. If you remember, they won that game by 13 points. De'Aaron King had 413 passing yards. Now there's
the draw a line through that name right there.
Clayton
Toon's a good kid. He ain't De'Aaron King by any stretch of the imagination.
And you got to be able to throw the ball if you're going to beat Army because they're not going to let you run on them.
832 says, work in spring and didn't realize 41 was getting on a train here. Traffic's been miserable.
Oh, my gosh. All day.
People
were parking. Like, I was on 99 for a little bit today.
Yeah.
Like, I took 99 from 45 over to 249. And there were people parking, like, pulling over on 99 on the side of the road and just leaving their cars there and going up next to that train. I mean.
Just to see the train?
Just to see the train.
That's crazy.
I mean, there were tons of people just trying to see that train. I don't get. It's not like you could see a body or anything. It's just a train.
Yeah. Well, it's a very special train.
The
only time I think I've ever done anything like that was when the last time the shuttle flew through here. I went out to Ellington and watched it land, and it was cool. But that was
the difference is you don't see space shuttles that up close and personal very often.
Right.
I mean, trains drive on those tracks every single day.
You could, this one
just had a different paint job and a dead guy inside.
If you were going to tell your kids, hey, let's go look at this train, you could have picked any train.
Yep, any train.
That's the one, yeah.
Oh, you see that train over there? The president's on it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Dad, thanks.
Listen, the guy was, in my mind, a really good president, but it just seems like, man, this has been almost a week now of stuff, and it's just it just feels like too much. And, if people are into it, good for them. Somebody said you could actually see the casket. They had an open window that was on both sides of the train car.
Oh, okay.
Well, that changes everything, right?
No.
It's still dumb. I'd be curious to get your take on this because Larry Brown Sports did 10 NFL teams that need a makeover for next year. And I'd be curious if you'd argue with any of these.
Okay.
Atlanta Falcons, number one on their list. And
when you say a makeover, what do we mean?
That means basically you need to make some significant changes. And I think it says part of it's injuries, it says, but the defense hasn't been forcing turnovers. They've struggled in the red zone, and the run game is basically useless, and I think part of that's injuries too.
Well, yeah. I mean, remember Devontae Freeman was their lead back coming into the season. He blew out the first game. I think there's changes that need to be made in Atlanta, but like a full makeover, I don't think is the case. I mean, remember the guy that they got playing quarterback was he was the MVP two years ago. That guy's pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of wonder though, because they've never been good in the red zone except for the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's an ongoing problem, and I don't know if that's a Matt Ryan problem or an offensive coordinator problem, and maybe Sark's not the right guy. And when you say makeover, that can mean change. That obviously means coaching changes,
right,
too. Cincinnati Bengals on that list.
They absolutely need a makeover.
Here's something I didn't know. No team has given up more points in 2018 than the Bengals.
That's not surprising. Now, remember, when you talk about injuries, the Bengals have been hit probably as hard as anybody. I mean, their injury report is pretty gnarly. And with some key guys, Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, the tight end that
Yeah, the big white guy.
Yeah, the big white guy tight end that's always pretty good. They've had struggles with injuries all year long, but I think we've seen the best that you're going to get out of this team, and that goes from head coach to quarterback on down the line.
Detroit Lions?
Probably so.
They fired Caldwell after two Bill O'Brien 9-7s, and Patricia, they did trade Golden Tate. They need some more weapons for Matt Stafford, but that's another team that just doesn't seem to be it's just something missing with them.
Tyler Eifert, by the way.
Tyler Eifert, yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with me. The Lions are now, again, remember early in the season, the Lions seemed like they had something going. Then Kerryon Johnson gets hurt, and suddenly the Lions suck. I think that's they've got a special player there that they can actually – they finally got a running back that they can be a two-dimensional team with. So, do I think they should blow out Stafford? No. I mean, I just think you need a full, healthy season of those guys, and you need to add some weapons for them.
Packers, obviously, they already fired their coach.
So yeah. They're not going to get rid of Rodgers, but they need a lot of stuff.
Jaguars, it says they made a truly fatal mistake by not only sticking with Blake Bortles but handing him a two-year contract.
Has anybody underperformed expectations more than the Jags this year?
I don't think so.
I mean, with the 49ers, but that's a Garoppolo issue.
Well, that one's pretty obvious. But the reality is, besides Blake Bortles, defensively, they haven't been anywhere what they were last year, despite the 6-0 win last week, which is the first time they've looked like last year's Jaguars. But, yeah, that's been the main thing, is that last year, Blake Bortles' numbers weren't that different.
Yeah, they were. That team was has been a massive disappointment from expectation.
And they need more weapons at receiver. They need a better backup running back if Fournette's going to be hurt all the time.
Yep.
Miami Dolphins, and always starts with, is Ryan Tannehill Miami's long-term solution at quarterback?
The answer is no. I mean, they may think he is, but he's not. You're not winning with that guy.
Yeah, both the Giants and Jets are on that list, which doesn't surprise me.
The Giants just kind of did hit reset. They need to reset at quarterback, obviously.
They need more offensive linemen, too, and that Nate Solder thing didn't work out at all.
The Jets, I mean, they just reset at quarterback. It's time for them to reset at head coach. I would imagine that's going to happen pretty soon. And it might happen this week because Buffalo's going to beat them this week. And then they may be like, well, I guess it's time.
Raiders, which
that one doesn't – I mean, there's not much you can do.
They basically accumulated as many draft picks as possible.
Yeah, but you're married to the coach and you're married to the quarterback.
Yeah, unless they decide that – because I saw something where they could try to trade Carr, which I wouldn't, but
– I wouldn't either.
I think they have other issues on that team.
I think they just hired the wrong coach. They hired a coach to try to keep people interested until they got to Vegas.
Yeah.
But they committed too much to him.
I agree. And, of course, the Buccaneers, they're always
– Yeah, they're a mess.
They're always on that list. So
– Tua Tagovailoa wins the Walter Camp Award.
Ah.
Good at sport.
Blake asked, Pittsburgh plus 750 to win the AFC. Is that good value?
They're probably my fourth choice.
So that number's probably right. I'd like to see 9.5, 10, frankly.
Yeah, because I go probably Pats, Chiefs, Chargers, Steelers.
Because I might put Texans ahead of the Steelers right
maybe
now.
Maybe so. Well, here's the deal with the Steelers. There's essentially no scenario now where they get a first-round bye.
Right.
And the teams that have to play one less game obviously have a huge advantage. So when you put that into consideration, plus 750 might even be a little bit short because you're going to have to play an extra game in the playoffs.
Well.
And it'll be – I mean, you'll have one home game, but that'll be it.
Right, right. And that's
– assuming they hold off the Ravens. I don't think that's a safe assumption.
I think Steelers have a very tough schedule coming in. The Ravens get the Chiefs this week, but theirs isn't quite as punitive. So, hey, guys, if you're going to be grilling for the holidays, how about you work some boudin into your meals? How about some party time sausage? How about some andouille sausage? All from Zumo's, and they're all great. I love the party time sausage. There's so many ways you can use that. We've done it on everything from breakfast to homemade pizza to just – basically grilling it and eating it. It's fantastic. It's all kinds of flavors. The boudin is awesome. The andouille sausage is a blend of meat with Cajun seasoning. It pairs great with all types of Cajun dishes. And, you know, you can even mix it with the boudin if you want to do something cool. And somebody tweeted me today that they finally tried the Zumo's and they loved it. And that's what I always hear from people. They haven't tried it yet. And when they do, they're like, why have I not been on Zumo's all along? Because they've been around since 1908. And they're huge in Beaumont. They're huge in Houston now. And everybody over in the Golden Triangle knows about them. And now everybody in Houston's learning. You can pick it up at Kroger. You can pick it up at Fiesta. And, of course, you can get it at H-E-B. Zumo's, Z-U-M-M-O-S. Look for that on the package. Give it a try. Any of your local grocery stores, just look for Zumo's. Zumo's. Make it a Zumo's weekend. They don't understand and want to see me on top. Too egotistical,
talking all that slick the same way these do. You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Want to play fantasy football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, a couple of weeks, or if you haven't figured out, you can play for the season. Each week we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift certificate to Stag Provisions for Men. Whether you're in need of casual wear, dress clothes, or just new beach digs, Stags has just what you need. Late Hits with Patrick Creighton, 7 o'clock tonight. I was talking to Clarence earlier. He came out to see Barry and Joel. And he was talking about the pepper spray incident and how much you actually hit Jong with. And I told him I don't really remember too well because it affected all of us.
Jong, do you remember?
Yes.
Was it a healthy spray?
Yeah, it was like a S on my face.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a
Z. I think we tried to warn you to close your eyes, and you didn't.
Well, I don't think I wasn't ready. I guess so. I wasn't ready. So yeah.
but while we're talking, I realized we're coming up on 10 years of the show.
Yeah.
I think it was March that you came here of 2009. Was it March that you started? Or I think we may have hired you in March.
Maybe in April or May.
Yeah. But I mean, it's going to be 10 years, and that's pretty amazing because it's easy for me to keep track of because it's about the same time I got married this time.
Right.
So because we're coming up on 10 years in June, but you know, that's it, when you think about it that way, it's pretty freaking amazing. And yeah, I want us to do a big party if we're number one for the whole year, but you know, maybe we'll do it around then and make it a 10-year anniversary party, and it's going to be big. I'm talking to Warehouse Live about hosting it, which would be great.
Yeah,
and that way everybody could come. Might be a little surprise band appearance there from somebody. That's a radio tease.
All right,
and. Yeah, then 10 years, geez, and
it's crazy.
And you know what though? It's still fun, at least for me. It's still fun doing this show. I remember Mike and Mike when they got to 10 years and hearing them talk. I think they were saying it was still fun, but you could kind of tell that, you know, they weren't enjoying it. And to get this far and still be enjoying it, pretty lucky,
no doubt.
Are we gonna get Naked Sweat?
We will not have Naked Sweat. We will have Fred Fowler, Josh Jordan, and Dead Money, though.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. My buddy Josh is a hell of a guitarist. So, yeah, we already got a song list and everything. I'm pretty stoked. So, we'll trot that out then. We actually may have a couple gigs before that lined up. But yeah, I want to do something really big, and Warehouse is really big. So, we'll be able to get all the Blitzers in there. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. I don't know if this story is true, but it's El Paso, so it probably is. A man who was arrested by the FBI yesterday has confessed to kidnapping and sexually assaulting several dozen people while using costumes, drugs, and special effects to have his victims believe they had been abducted by aliens. 73-year-old Arnold White was arrested after a joint investigation. He was interrogated about four crimes committed in the region in the 1990s. He's a retired trucker. He wound up confessing to a total of 79 kidnappings across California,
jeez,
Nevada, New Mexico, and Texas over a period of 40 years. He confessed to using a mix of hallucinatory drugs containing LSD and PCP to subdue his victims before approaching them and carrying them inside his truck to assault them. In order to confuse his victims even more, he set up the inside of his truck to look like an operating room and would wear an alien costume. Okay, so if you're someone who thinks you were anally probed by aliens, it was probably 73-year-old Arnold White.
Yeah.
He would insert fingers and objects into their various body cavities. He had even created...
Do you think this is what happened to you?
That didn't happen to me.
Oh, I thought you told me a story about that.
No, I was not anally probed by aliens. I was taken by aliens just outside the, you know, just out.
Like when they were telling you about how good the show was, you said that they put their
fingers in your body. Well, no, they came here. No, I did not say that. That is fake news.
Are you sure, John? Do you remember him telling that story?
No.
Vaguely familiar.
No,
you keep tacking that on. That's not what happened. I was sitting
pan-dimensional beings.
Yeah, yes. Hyper-intelligent pan-dimensional beings.
Yeah, and you guys were drinking beer and you were...
And smoking weed.
Smoking weed and they were fingering your butt and they were like, your show's really good.
No. There was no fingering and there was no butt.
What?
It was just we were getting high and they came in and said they had been around the entire universe.
Uh-huh.
And
they landed on Uranus.
No. Well, maybe they... not mine. And... They did not. They thought the weed was pretty weak.
Yeah.
They said there's a lot better weed at Alpha Centauri.
Did they get lost in the black hole?
No. No, they did not. You can stop that anytime now. But you always got to make it about that, don't you?
I thought that's what the whole story was
about. No, the whole story was about getting stoned and a couple of aliens coming to town. We had the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Well, what's the Gym of the Day about?
Well, that's about a guy pretending to be an alien and anally probing people. See, you're confusing the stories. You're putting the two stories together.
I've got the story pulled up right here. It says... When this man finished molesting his victims, he would tell them how great they were at their jobs. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure I was not probed.
John, did you hear the hesitation after I said, "Are you sure?"
I was a little stoned. I was a lot stoned.
You were baked. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Hashtag Fred 2.
No. No hashtag Fred 2.
Dang.
That sure is that.
You got Cosby. It was a Cosby alien came to see you.
Well, I want to know where he got they got the spaceship, though. This guy didn't have a spaceship. He just had a truck made to look like an operating room.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
These guys had an actual spaceship.
Well, you were super stoned, so maybe.
Trucks can't levitate.
Yeah, again, super stoned.
Maybe they can. Okay, now you got me worried about this. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
832 asked going to warehouse for the Army-Navy game. Any tips on parking or what to get there that's good? They got a lot of alcohol. I've never done anything but drink there. Best parking, that area is getting really bad now because so much is going up there and there's construction. But if you park about two blocks down towards Emancipation, somewhere over there, it's an easy walk.
You know,
it's free. There's a bunch of $5 lots down there. And, you know, closer to 8th Wonder, you can park for free. But all of that is all that's slowly going away as that area grows, unfortunately. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. We come back. We have Brad Powers at 6, John?
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 975 Sports Map 94.1.
I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt. I said what in the butt.